You don't need special gadgets to be a hero. With unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere, the Capital One Quicksilver Card makes you the hero of every purchase. Whether it's headphones, a lounge chair, or even a well-deserved massage, whatever the Quicksilver purchase, you're the hero. No fighting bad guys, getting in epic car chases, or parachuting out of buildings required. Simple, isn't it? The Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. There's Jerry. This is Short Stuff, the Creepsville Halloween Week edition.
That's right. And before people get started with this one, if you're in a place where you are not going to endanger the life of someone else because you're driving a car, just pull out the old phone or the old laptop or the old tablet.
The old Newton.
And just do a little image search for Robert the doll. Because I just think knowing what Robert looks like going into this is kind of nice.
Yeah, for sure. And you're going to be presented with a couple of different images because they made a movie based on Robert.
Yeah, sure.
One of them is like so overly stylized, it's not at all scary. Creepy looking, sure. But the one that's like, holy cow, no one could ever come up with that. Like, it's just too scary and creepy on its own. That's the real Robert. The one with just part of a face, basically.
Yeah, the modern one looks like a ventriloquist dummy.
Yes.
And is clearly more modern. The other one looks like an antique sort of faceless death child.
Yeah, and indeed he is. Not necessarily a death child, but he is an antique because Robert was the toy and actually lifelong friend and companion of a boy named Robert Eugene Otto. And Robert Eugene Otto, who went by Gene, moved with his family right before the turn of the 20th century to Key West, Florida. And he brought with him his doll, this 3-foot straw-filled cork-faced doll named Robert, which had been a gift from his grandfather, right?
That's right. His granddad thought it would be funny and fun, I guess much like the father in Gremlins.
Oh, yeah, good
to wreak havoc on a family by bringing home a gift from someplace far away. And I believe he went on a trip to Germany and got this doll that was manufactured by the Stief Company, who the maker of teddy bears. But this was not a toy that was ever sold. So the best they can reckon is that it might have been something that they made to, like, put in a window display or something.
Yes.
Maybe to help sell teddy bears. And the thing with Robert is he... You know, he kind of looks kind of creepy in his little sailor's outfit. It's all about that nothingness of the face, though, really.
Yeah, they think that collection of dolls he was a part of were clowns and jesters. So they think he actually originally was a Harlequin jester.
Okay.
And I read a 1989 Palm Beach Post article about him. And they made reference to a photograph from, I guess, the early 1900s. And they describe him as dressed up as like a Harlequin jester. So, and they said it's not a very pleasant photograph, right?
Yeah, sure.
You mentioned he's wearing a sailor suit. And he definitely is. And he's been wearing that sailor suit for over 100 years now. But the sailor suit originally belonged to Gene. Gene said, "Here, Robert, this is a hand-me-down. I'm not wearing this anymore. I want you to be sailor boy for the rest of our lives."
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that demonstrates the kind of closeness that Gene had with Robert.
Yeah.
Gene has all the hallmarks of an only child, but apparently did have siblings because Gene, like, you know, I think a lot of times only children can have a more rich imaginary life when they're little, making up imaginary friends and things like that. And in Gene's case, it was kind of a combination of both. He made up an imaginary friend in a way, but it actually had a physical manifestation in Robert. But Robert, you know, his family and then people that would, that worked with them would hear them, well, not them, hear him in the room, Gene, having both sides of a conversation as Gene and Robert quite often.
Or was it Gene?
Exactly.
So, yeah, and the reason why stuff like that started to be reported to the Otto family parents, I also read like a plumber heard Robert giggle. People would say that he could make things move on his own. And you never saw him doing it. It's just like, hey, that Robert was not sitting in that chair you know, this morning.
Oh, the plumber heard Robert?
Yes, that's what he said. Oh. That's what the plumber claimed.
Of course, he showed his butt crack, so.
Sure. And that's why Robert giggled.
Yeah.
So the reason people were talking about Robert like this is because he had already gained a reputation as being kind of playfully mischievous, right?
Right.
And part of the reason he got that reputation is because whatever Gene did wrong that he would get caught doing, he would blame Robert for.
Very common.
Yeah, which is, it's also very cute too, right? But then there were stories about how, you know, Gene's parents heard him screaming in the middle of the night one night and came running in to find the whole room trashed and Gene curled up in a ball in the corner.
Yeah.
And he blamed Robert for trashing the room. So it quickly escalated as far as the legend goes from, you know, hey, Robert wasn't sitting in that chair to Robert's now costing us money because we're going to have to replace that nightstand.
Right. all right, I think that's a good break because we're going to pick up with time passing and adult Gene, who surely doesn't have this doll anymore after he grows up, right? And we're going to cover that right after this.
And now a word from the show's sponsors at Betterment. Let's talk about hustle culture, shall we? You know, the whole rise and grind, go big or go home thing. It's a lifestyle that might not be for you.
That's right, but one that your money can handle thanks to Betterment. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle.
How? Good question. Their automated technology optimizes your investments again and again. With Betterment, your money is taking ice baths at 5 a.m. while you get your well-deserved rest. Your money downs protein smoothies and automatically reinvests your dividends, all before you head out the door. Your money is a workaholic.
But you don't have to be because you've got Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. So visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Okay, we've gone forward in time now.
I think that worked.
It seems to have because Gene looks way older and paunchier than he did when he was a boy. So, yes, I think we're into somewhere in like maybe the 1950s. And by this time, Gene has super grown up. He has gone off to Chicago and Europe, Paris even, to study becoming a painter. He's developed quite a name for himself in Key West, where he stuck around. And he also got married to a very understanding woman named Ann Parker.
Well, why was she understanding?
She was understanding, Chuck, because one of the things that was a constant in Gene's life is Robert. Gene still hung out with Robert. Robert was still Gene's best friend.
That's right. Still hanging out with Robert. Gets married to Ann Parker, who was, I think, a jazz pianist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's a creative sort. He was a painter. She's like, a little eccentric is my husband, and that's fine. I don't love Robert being around, but this is our lot in life. He inherited Gene, I guess, and Robert inherited the house on Eaton Street in Key West. And they called it, they renamed it the Artist House.
Yeah.
And it was just it was sort of a well-known and still is kind of a well-known house in Key West because, like you said, he did make a name for himself. Like if you look up Gene Otto art, like it, you know, there's stuff out there.
Yeah, I get the impression that Robert really helped push along the fame of Gene, though, too, you know? I'm not sure it was the other way around.
Yeah.
But you can tell, like, Gene clearly loved his childhood because he stayed in his boyhood home.
Mm-hmm.
He kept his boyhood best friend, Robert the doll.
Yeah.
But he managed to add a wife to the mix, too. And you know, yes, she was
remarkably,
definitely, she would put up with the fact that Robert was a part of their life. But there's a couple of stories. One is that she was like, okay, Robert can live here, but can we just like keep him in the attic? And Jean agreed to that, and they started keeping Robert in the attic.
That surprised me, frankly.
Okay, well, then you're going to like this alternative story. The other story is that Jean built a room for Robert in the attic and furnished it with Robert-sized toys and
makes
furniture.
Makes much more sense, yeah.
And it was Robert's room. Like, this attic was Robert's room. Now, technically, those two stories are not mutually exclusive. And I'm guessing if you put them together, you probably come close to the truth.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Because I definitely don't see Jean just being like, sure, I'll just chunk him in the attic.
Yeah.
But if I build him a very special place, that's right. A whole different story. So a lot of this is obviously legend and lore, because some really spooky things that don't make sense continue to happen with Robert the Doll. Like, people walk by and they see Robert the Doll sitting kindly in a rocking chair in the original bedroom window. And apparently Jean would come downstairs and be like, Robert, you're not supposed to be down here. Mm-hmm. And then would take Robert back up into the fashioned attic room.
Yeah. And then again, he'd find Robert sitting in the rocking chair in the window of his bedroom.
Naughty
downstairs
doll.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is just kind of how life was in the artist's house. And then Jean passed. And Anne continued living there with Robert until a little before she died. She sold the house before she died in 1974 to a woman named Myrtle Reuter. And this is why I think Anne is actually a good person. As part of the sale, Jean's dead. As part of the sale, Myrtle was required to leave Robert and the attic room that
yes.
belonged to Robert alone. That was part of the real estate deal. And what's even cooler is that Myrtle said, all right, I can do that, and actually abided by it.
Yeah, and I think abided by it because, you know, part of the legend we didn't really talk much about is that Robert, if you crossed Robert, bad things might come your way.
Sure.
And there aren't any, like, huge examples of, you know, because he was more mischievous and supposedly not a truly evil doll. But, for instance, in the mid-90s, Robert finally moved to a museum, the East Martello Museum, mm-hmm. and you would, sort of the fun of visiting, you were supposed to ask permission to take a photograph of Robert before you did so, and then if you didn't, then bad things might happen.
Yeah.
And there was who was that person? Was that just like a historian that's listed in the story?
I think that's the director of the Artist's House Bed and Breakfast.
Okay. So this person went Shrinkin' Ghost, not a bad name for this story, goes by and says basically like, hey, I couldn't even ask this doll for permission because it was, you know, it felt kind of silly. So I didn't do it. I took a picture with my digital camera and the pictures did not come out. Only a few pictures that I took were even on it. And then I was not able to save pictures anymore ever again on this camera.
Yes.
So, was it Robert?
Right. But that's one of the main reasons they tell you to ask his permission first, or else he's going to mess your camera up.
Yeah, wreck your digital camera.
Right. So Yumi and I actually did that. We've been there. We've met Robert before years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We went to Key West. Yeah, and we asked his picture, or we asked his permission to take his picture, and
good
thing. Turned out. Yeah. But the one of the neat things, I think, is that in the Fort East Martello Museum, where he's resided since 1994 and just kept getting more and more famous, the person who donated him was Myrtle Reuter, who, even after she sold the artist house, took Robert with her and then just took care of him for the next 20 years until she handed him off to the museum.
I love it.
Can definitely, like, go see Robert at this museum. It's actually a really neat museum on your way into or out of Key West.
Yeah, and as far as the movies go, they're very low budget. They started out, I say they because somehow there have been four sequels, but they started out in 2015 with just Robert and very seemingly loosely based on the story. I think the autos are in the story, but it's not, I don't think it's a period thing.
Mm-mm.
And again, it's way more like Chucky the doll or something than this sort of antique looking guy.
Just not as charming as Chucky.
Yeah. And then three more sequels to follow. I did watch, and I encourage anyone to watch, the latest sequel trailer from just a few years ago called Robert Reborn, because it just goes, the story goes in some crazy directions is all I'll say.
So I saw on Culture Crypt their initial review of the first movie, Robert. Mm-hmm. They said that that the production company responsible has budgets barely bigger than the cost of a Chipotle burrito.
So unkind, but so true. Yeah. It is very clearly low budget. But they made these sequels, so somebody's watching this stuff.
For sure. For sure. Or at the very least, somebody's financing them.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. Big ups to Allison Trautner and HowStuffWorks.com for some help with this, along with other great things and Josh's own lived experience.
Yeah. And if you ever get a chance, go down to the Fort East Martello Museum on your way in or out of Key West and go visit Robert. And since we talked everything we could about Robert, we're done. And Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.